We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I got to bring this gentleman on now. He's one of our favorite athletes in this city, Reese Hoskins. And he is part of the special fantastic auction. And apparently, believe it or not, Al, he's now working with the Fanatic.
Oh,
ladies
nice.
And gentlemen, the fine young player for the Phillies, Reese Hoskins. Hi, Reese. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, guys. How are you this morning?
All right, Reese, my information suggests that you are going to be appearing with the Philly Fanatic and they take the Phillies to school day as part of this auction. Do you know a little bit about this? Can you tell us what you're going to be doing?
Yes, I am. Yeah, so people have a chance to bid on that. I'll be joining the Fanatic. I thought, why not team up with sports' most beloved mascot? And it's just a take us to school day. You know, I'm sure we're going to get a chance to read to some kids and just kind of go through what kids will normally do on a normal school day.
All right. And all you got to do to bid on this item is to go to WIP.com/auction. And Reese, I know you've met him on the field and stuff. He has like a little bit of an older problem. Have you noticed that about him?
Hopefully he doesn't hear me say this, but, you know, he works hard. He works hard, so rightfully so.
And the other thing, Reese is also going to be auctioning off one of his jerseys, right? What jersey are we going to be auctioning off there, Reese?
Yeah, I believe it's the it's one of the home pinstripe jerseys. I know there's been one of those faces that were floating around last year during the Reese Lightning weekend. I think that will be included in that. So there's a bunch of good prizes. I know there's a dinner with Scott Kingery. There's a private catching lesson with Andrew Knapp. So lots of good stuff to bid on, you know, before tomorrow night at 7, I think, is when the bidding ends.
And it's a size 48 road jersey authenticated as the jersey that Reese wore on September 8, 2017, a game in which he went 3-for-3 and hit his 12th home run of the season. So that is a lucky jersey. And just, again, go to WIP.com/auction. Reese, obviously you had this historic start to your career at the end of last year. How much more difficult is it the second season?
Well, I think there's adjustments being made on both sides. I know everyone knew that was going to happen, but that's how baseball is. You know, there's scouting reports out there. Teams know. Just about everything about you, what you do well, what you don't do well. All the information is out there, and it's now a challenge to sift through that, find what you know you do well on a consistent basis, and try to stay as consistent to that as possible throughout the course of the year.
You know what I'm finding remarkable watching you play, Reese, that while your home run rate is not what it was a year ago, you're not fishing for – your on-base percentage is almost identical to last year. How do you stifle the urge to go outside the zone to try to get a couple of big hits on the board? Isn't that hard to restrain yourself and stay as disciplined as you've been?
It is. It is. And I think one thing to remember, too, is as competitors, we want to contribute. You know, and we're pretty good this year. And I think everybody wants to feel like they're contributing to the winning that's going on. But I think that Cap and his staff have done a great job at stressing that, hey, if you just continue to do your job and get a little bit better at your job throughout the course of the year, and if everybody does that at the same time, you know, we're going to be pretty happy when the end of the year comes.
Reese, one of the things you've done, you've been very outspoken in your support of the new manager, who most people find a little bit unorthodox. What do you like that Gabe Kapler's doing?
Well, I'm not going to disagree that it's unorthodox, but I think unorthodox can be good at times. I think one of the thing, or a couple things that Gabe does really well is the energy that he brings day in and day out. You know, no matter if we got killed the night before or killed somebody the night before, it's every day it's the same. And to have that consistency in your manager's office is something that I think we as players look for, you know, over a long season. And then the other thing that he does really well is communicate, you know, with his staff and, you know, with us as players. I think everybody is always on the same page, and we're always going in the same direction.
That's an awesome answer. Hey, Reese, I'm really curious. There's a guy on the mound for St. Louis yesterday, Hicks, who was recorded throwing 105, 105 miles an hour.
How about that?
What's that like? I mean, I can't even imagine. Do you have any time? What is it like?
You know, it's more just reaction at that point. I think your main focus is trying to see the ball, and you just kind of let your ability take over at that point. There's no thought process at all. It's just see the ball and, you know, swing. At times when a guy's throwing like that, it can make our job a little bit simpler, right? There's, like I said, it takes the thought out of it, and at that point it just becomes reaction and swing.
Now, I just had Ben Davis on a couple of minutes ago, and I asked him to compare 105-mile-an-hour fastball really straight with what Sir Anthony Dominguez is throwing up right now, Reese, because he's throwing 98, and the ball's moving.
Yeah.
I know you're not facing him, but what are your impressions watching that young guy throw the ball?
Yeah, I would much rather face 105 as straight than 98 with sink and cut and, you know, all the different things that he's been able to do to the ball. It's fun to watch, and I think the biggest thing that stood out to me, you know, pretty early in his career is that he's been kind of thrust into some big situations and has not stymied one bit. He has not batted an eye. He's kind of taken it head on and obviously had a lot of success so far, which I think is really, really cool to see as a young kid.
Reese, I've been watching baseball for 60 years myself, and I've never seen as many strikeouts as there are this season. And it almost, Ben was saying that it's almost like an acceptance of it now. Is it because of the latest analytics, not such a terrible thing if you strike out?
I think it depends who you ask.
Okay.
I hate striking out. And I think there are a lot of guys that around the league that I think would agree with me. But I think there are more, like you said, that know that it's a part of the game now. I think it comes with the spike in fly balls and home runs as well. But also I think that we have to remember the pitchers are pretty good themselves, and everybody is a little bit bigger. Everybody's a little bit stronger. The stuff is a little bit better. And I think, you know, when we talk about the strikeouts, we kind of forget that the pitchers are pretty good and have pretty good stuff as well.
I'm with you. I notice you're really a good guy to follow on Twitter. Because you don't just talk about the Phillies. You got stuff on the other local teams. You're like a sports fan of our other local teams. Is that safe to say, Reese?
100%.
What is that? Fan. What do you like the most? Tell us a little bit about what it's like as Reese Hoskins, the fan in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big just sports fan in general. And right now this city is lucky to have the talent that is here all at the same time. It's a lot of young talent, you know, so there's a lot of youth and athleticism going on. I mean, you saw how exciting, obviously, the Eagles were, and they captivated the city during the winter and, you know, the early part of 2018. And then the Sixers just took off. A lot of young talent there. I think with both teams, the youth kind of took over, and you could see how much fun both teams were having. Then obviously the Flyers get in the playoff too, so it's just fun to watch, and I think it's pretty obvious that this city is really hungry for a winner, and I think it's going to be a pretty exciting time in Philly for, you know, the next 5-10 years.
You know, it's exciting today, Reese. You guys are playing the Braves in a series for first place.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting.
Biggest series you've played in as a big leaguer so far?
I would say so. You know, obviously it's still early, but, you know, these games mean a lot, especially in division. You know, we get a chance to play at home against one of the best teams in the National League. And like you said, get into first place. Anytime you could say that you're a first-place team, you got to be feeling pretty good about yourself.
I hope there's a big crowd the next 3 nights. It's going to be good weather, and And the Phils need our support. One last thing, Reese, I hate to bring you in the middle of this. I'm having a little bit of a feud with Scott Kingery. and I know that you come from Sacramento, California.
Okay.
Kingery says In-N-Out Burger, not that great. Do you agree with him or me? I love it.
You love it? You love
yeah.
it?
Come on, which Good. Way are you on this, Good. Reese?
100% In-N-Out over Five Guys. I know it's probably what he's saying.
Yeah, it is what he said. Could you maybe take him aside and tell him he's wrong?
Yeah, I've tried.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've tried. I think, I don't know, you can't really beat In-N-Out.
You can't.
No, you can't. You can't.
Good. Well, if you would talk to him about it, continue with it, because I don't think he's getting the message.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
I want to mention this again. Go to WIP.com/Orkin. You can get the September 8th 3-for-3 jersey, in which Reese hit his 12th home run, and you can take Reese and the Fanatic to school one day. Take your child to work. I guess they take you to work, and you guys will hang out with them, talk a little baseball, and have some fun. Looks
exactly.
like two great items. Vote for them right now. The auction is ending sometime tomorrow. Reese, always an honor and a pleasure. Good luck in the series, and thanks for doing this again.
No, yeah, pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
Reese Hoskins on the line, Al. Some great insights from Reese. What a great talker he is, isn't he?
Terrific
it's
leader.
Fantastic. He really is. Great leader.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.